Hey.
Oh, hello.
Guess what?
What?
There we go. We are
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is true. Welcome to the Kingsmith Podcast, everyone. We've got an interesting sort of kind of type of show.
Hey, we are your hosts. I am Zach King. He is Nathan.
You got that right. I am Nathan. I am Nathan, the tech nerdy man.
No,
I am the tech nerdy man. There ain't nobody else tech nerdy but me.
Tech nerdy.
Tech.
Not as much as you, but I'm tech nerdy.
I know. So, Zachary, what are we going to be talking about today?
So, Nathan, we kind of rambled around a bunch of ideas before.
It is going to be a little bit.
I can't get this undone. This is a pain. I'm struggling.
We can see that, Nathan.
Yeah, I know.
We rattled a couple of ideas. We considered talking about Elijah.
We did.
We considered talking about another thing. I don't know what that was.
I don't remember what it was. I'm actually kind of lost on that one.
Sorry, there was another
thing.
There was multiple things. What we landed on was it's been a couple weeks since the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You saw our reaction in the shorts, and we released much of it right after.
Yes, we did.
Hence my shirt. What happens in Vegas stays in Kansas. Thank you.
I got my KC on too, man.
Suck it.
Ha! That's right, Raiders.
Yeah. Anyway, so what we landed on is, if you haven't seen, there's a short on the YouTube channel that I released a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Kelce retired.
Yeah, he did.
And that got us thinking about like the early offseason moves that have been happening so far.
There's going to be some like tomorrow with the Packers.
Yeah. So, let's get the man-sized elephant out of the room. Jason Kelce retired.
Yeah.
It was one of the most like authentically emotional things I saw.
That really was kind of sad.
It was kind of sad. You could see he wanted to keep playing, but mm-hmm. he knew he couldn't. And
well,
like, I'm not saying like physically he couldn't, mm-hmm. but he had. I was watching their podcast, New Heights.
Yeah.
Shout out to New Heights. If you want to do a crossover, that is.
I think we're too small potatoes for that.
You never know.
This is true.
You never know. Anyway. But he retired, and you could tell his entire family was emotional about it,
mm-hmm.
except his kids, because I don't think they knew quite what was going on. They're a bit too young, but either way.
I think they understood the gravity, but didn't necessarily understand the why it was such a big deal. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like, they felt the brevity. That's the word I'm looking for. They felt the brevity of it, knowing that dad's not going to be playing football anymore.
Right.
But on the flip side of that, they're going to have a lot more dad time. So
right.
They're actually probably excited.
They're probably excited because, hey, dad. And
more dad time.
More dad time. We can have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so... congratulations to Jason for like one of the most legendary careers ever.
Right.
And guess who drafted him, Philly? Oh, that's right, Andy Reid.
Yeah, Andy Reid. Well, Andy Reid really set up the Eagles, but now the Eagles are, you know, all of the benefit that they had from Andy Reid and Doug Peterson is
gone.
It's burnt out now at this point, so
all right.
Golly. Boy, this postseason's already been spectacular.
Right.
Goodness me.
Oh, hey. The also on the retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles defensive tackle Fletcher Cox has retired too.
Oh, he did too?
Yes, he did too.
Oh, man. There's a lot of stuff going on with the Packers. I'm just looking up the Acme Packing Company's website here. Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith, and Lavondre Campbell. I'm sorry. Rashawn Gary and Preston Smith are probably going to be staying. I think Lavonder Campbell's gone, which actually makes me sad because he was really good.
Yeah.
There were Aaron Jones is staying. He's going right. to stay. Bakhtiari. David Bakhtiari has been on the shooting range now for a couple of years. I mean, he's a great player, but man, he can't stay healthy. Like, you just can't do it. But see, you got AJ Dillon, Tyler Davis, John Runyon, Eric Wilson, Keyshawn Nixon, and Darnell Savage. Like, Darnell Savage might actually be out, which could be really, really big on this defense.
Right. Speaking of defense, the Chiefs signed Chris Jones to a massive deal.
Yeah, they did. Yes, they did.
Which is good because Chris Jones is one of the best defensive tackles ever.
Uh huh. If they didn't resign him, they'd be stupid.
I'm not going to tell you our address because I don't want you to find it, but.
What just happened?
Nothing.
Okay, never mind.
Excuse me on all the burps, by the way. That was,
I was kind of wondering what was going on there. I was like, oh, okay.
Anyway, so.
Yep.
That's really the only big thing, I think, for our teams that have happened so mm-hmm. far is we have either signed big players or we are getting ready to sign big players back.
Well, that's going to be the theme for a lot of teams.
Right. Are we going to bring back people or new people?
I think for the Chiefs, it's going to be a lot easier to keep people just because you've got the team built.
Right.
Why would anybody want to leave that,
You want to know something that doesn't make sense to me, Nathan?
What doesn't make sense to you?
And no offense to receivers wanting to get money. I'm not going to...
No, I'll give offense.
I'm not going to give you fault for wanting to get paid for doing your job.
I'll give you that. But.
Okay. I'm not going to get upset about you doing your job. But when you say, hey, I'll take a little less money to win championships... And then go to a team that's not really contending
mm-hmm.
for the money. That's where I'm like, okay, you're just in it for the money. If you really wanted to win championships, well, even if you want to get money, Nathan,
mm-hmm.
like get a bunch of money, you want to win championships.
Right, right.
Like, okay, I know we talked about this like right after the Super Bowl, and like we didn't. Put it in that episode because we really didn't need to fit it in.
Right.
But if I told you if I were Chris Jones, I would sign with the Chiefs for another, maybe 2 or 3 years. Like if I wanted to get, I said Chris Jones, but if I'm a player who wants mm-hmm. to get paid, I'll sign maybe a 1 or 2, like max a 3-year deal with the Chiefs that's kind of cheap.
Right, right.
With a team like the Chiefs that's kind of cheap, that they're a contender,
mm-hmm.
They're either going to be in the AFC Championship or the Super Bowl almost every year.
Right, right.
I'd sign with a team like that, on a $10 million or less deal. And mm-hmm. be like, hey, I'll sign, this, pay me this much and I'll sign with you.
Right.
And then if you sign a 2 or 3 year deal, you're probably guaranteed at least a Super Bowl appearance, probably a Super Bowl win in there.
Mm-hmm.
And but then you can go to a team who would pay anything and say, hey, I helped the Chiefs win a Super Bowl. Pay me this much money and I'll play for you.
Well, see, here's the deal, though. I'm not totally sure I'm following that. Maybe I'm thinking different. But, if I were a player and I was winning Super Bowls and winning big with the team, and they want to sign me back for less money than what another team would sign me for, even for a couple years contract, I would still go with that team that
right.
I'm winning championships with, because in the long term, here's the thing, guys, legacy pays off.
Right.
And so the longer you're on that team, I mean, look at Tyreek Hill. I'll just say the name. I don't care. Tyreek Hill. How's he doing right now?
Well, he's
2 wins. 2. 2 last season. And yet the team that he actively wanted to be released from now is on the verge of going on a three-peat.
Right.
In the Super Bowl. Without him.
Without him.
I'm just saying. So,
I think
who do you think's getting paid the bigger bucks now?
Right.
If he had stayed with them, I guarantee you they're restructuring that contract and making him more money.
Right. I think
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think we're agreeing more than we think we are.
Okay.
And this has happened a lot, yo, where we think we disagree on a subject, the spiritual gift. We thought we disagreed.
We ended up being right perfectly in line almost.
You were like, we just have.
There's one hair that like.
There's like one like little area that's just like.
Right.
You can't even see it. We're both taking different views of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying we're both saying legacy pays more.
Right.
Which we both agree with.
Yeah, yeah. Legacy, definitely. Yes.
Legacy pays more. You're just saying if you were a player, you'd sign the less contract for the more legacy. I'm saying
right.
If I were a player.
Ooh.
If I were a player, we're both saying the same thing. If I were a player, I'd take the less money for more legacy. I'm just adding the step of, okay, I think I have enough legacy. I can now mm-hmm. go to a team,
right.
to any team, and say, hey, I'm a Super Bowl winning insert.
Caliber, yeah.
I'm a Super Bowl winning player. Oh,
right.
Insert position here.
Jordan Love.
Jordan the.
I got you to say it.
Jordan Love.
He could do it.
He could.
He could do it.
Too bad he's only going to win one.
It is the Packers curse.
Yep.
After like the third year of starters with us, we get a Super Bowl. Or 5 years, sorry.
Yeah, you get
a
Super Bowl.
We get a Super Bowl and then it's like
nothing.
All.
And then.
Hey, we still beat the Bears.
Yep.
We always beat the Bears. Aaron Rodgers came out a few days ago in an interview. And someone asked him about the Packers and the Bears. And mm-hmm. he said, oh, we always beat the Bears.
Right.
The Packers is still his team. I'm just saying.
Right. But anyway, back to what we were saying.
Sorry.
Daniel. What I'm trying to say is I'd use my legacy to get more money,
mm-hmm.
even though I know I'm not quite as talented anymore.
Right.
Especially if I'm on a team like the Chiefs, who has won back-to-back Super Bowls and 3 of the last 5.
Mm-hmm.
Been to 4 of the last 5 and said has a decent chance to repeat.
Mm-hmm.
I'd sign with the Chiefs at least for one more year.
Right.
At least. And just say, hey, I'll take the league minimum for a 1 year deal.
Right.
And then we'll try and three-peat and hopefully we do. And then I'll go somewhere else, you know, like if I'm a quarterback, I'll go to a quarterback needy team and say, hey, I'm a 3-peat champion.
Right.
Pay me $85 million to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd do.
Mm-hmm.
But you know.
Maybe.
I'm not a three-time in a row Super Bowl champion, so I can't.
You might be a 3-time in a row Super Bowl champion watcher.
Yes. That's about it. I'm not.
Yeah, that's all I can do. Hey, we should sign up to be like ball boys this year.
That would be awesome.
That would be fun. I'd do that.
Anyway, so it doesn't really make sense to me why players like Tyreek Hill
mm-hmm.
go for the money.
It didn't make any sense to me when he did it originally.
Well, what didn't make sense to me was a player like DeAndre Hopkins coming out and saying, "Oh, I want to win championships," then signing with Tennessee.
Oh, hey, speaking of stupid decisions.
Yeah.
Broncos.
I knew we were going to get there eventually. Denver, what happened?
Denver.
It's going through it so well. Why don't you bring Russ back for one more year? Come on. Bring him back.
The most unaccountable quarterback in the league.
You know what I was really saying there, right, Nathan? It was going so well. Bring him back for one more year.
That's what I was getting at.
You're saying it in seriousness. I'm saying that, like, I'm a Chiefs fan, and I want you to bring him back because it's hilarious.
Okay, that is kind of funny. It is kind of true on both sides of the coin, though.
Yeah, it is true.
Yeah,
as a fan of a rival, of a divisional rival.
Right.
Come on.
Come on. Just two more years?
Come on.
Dude, that was the dumbest thing. Well, signing him was the dumbest thing they ever did. But then releasing him, it's like,
okay,
you know you're not going to have the cap space. Why not try to make it work?
Okay, trading for him, I'll give him a pass on. Because they were thinking they were getting... They thought they were getting the Russ thinks he is.
He does never good.
I'm not saying he was.
He's only got one Super Bowl on his belt, and that was because the rest of the Legion of Boom carried him.
I'm not saying he was a good quarterback.
With the sea chickens.
But in his mind, can you honestly tell me that in his own mind, he doesn't think he's like the greatest quarterback of all time?
He thinks he's the greatest quarterback, but he's like...
So, I'm just saying...
He's a shell, man. He's
I'm
a shell.
I'm just saying...
He's a pretty face.
The Broncos took the bait.
Broncos country, let's ride.
And I'm not going to fault them for trying to solve their quarterback problems with what they think is a star quarterback.
He got how many coaches fired?
Only one.
Yeah, only one. One enough.
Right. And you could argue that's more... You could argue that Hackett's equally to blame for that than as Russ.
Well, Nathaniel Hackett... Well, he's with the Jets now.
Yeah.
But I guess that... I don't... We're going to have to wait and see what's going on with the Jets this year.
We're going to have to wait and see.
Because last year they had injuries.
Last year...
And
they had three
different quarterbacks.
Of course they had the big injury to Aaron. And that was.
And then they had... Okay, Zach Wilson low-key came back though.
He did.
He had some good games. Like... Aaron Rodgers might have just saved that kid's career. He might be a backup the rest of the time that he's in the league, but he at least will have a spot. Like, if you need somebody to throw, he'll throw.
Right. Anyway, going back to the Broncos. Oh,
there's another one I need to pull up.
While Nathan's pulling up what he's... I think... Okay. Do I fault them for trying to fix their quarterback situation? No. Do I fault them for trying to get Russ? Yes. I think they should have waited out his previous contract before blindly extending him.
Russ?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where they went wrong for me. I'm like, okay. Can you honestly say that you even if you know that Russ isn't the quarterback he thinks he is,
right?
Can you honestly say that you're going to be getting the quarterback play that he had with the Legion of Boom?
Mm-hmm.
Chances are, no. So wait. And then you're like, you can wait. The rest of his contract was 2 years when they got him. And then say, he's a decent quarterback. Why don't we sign him for another 3 years? Maybe draft a quarterback and then like have him sit behind Russ and learn.
Right.
And then have him play.
Right. Right.
Maybe trade Russ the last year of his extension. To extend him for 5 years beyond his current contract just blindly.
That's just stupid.
That's stupid. And then not even...
You know he's not...
Not even a day into his extension to cut him and to lose $85 million in dead cap over the next 2 years. You have officially handicapped your team over the next 2 years.
Well, this isn't just going to be the next 2 years, dude. This is going to be like the next 10. I mean, that was...
At least the duration of the rest of his contract... But well, you have severely...
Yeah, they can't get nobody now.
Right. You have just...
What are you going to do?
You have just severely handicapped your team, at least for the next 2 years. Because $85 million in cap is...
Well, they got to do a full rebuild. I mean, look at the Lions. They had to do a full rebuild. That took them 5 years, and then they became a Super Bowl caliber team.
Right.
When Dan Campbell came. Well, Dan Campbell came in 3 years ago, I guess.
Yep.
But
even so...
So, do the math on that, Zach. Yeah. So you got at least 2 years that you're screwed over on cap room. So you're going to lose a bunch of players, and you're going to lose a lot of potential. But then you've got... at least 3 more years, if not more, because the Lions never had that cap room issue.
Right.
So you're going to have probably 5 or 6 years of rebuild. So add 2 years of, you know, dead cap to that. You're at, 7 or 8 years already?
Already.
And that's assuming that you've got good coaching staff.
Right.
And management to be able to make things work. Most likely the Broncos won't. Because it's the Broncos.
Right.
So.
By the way, sorry, Matt.
It's probably going to take. Yeah, exactly. Sorry, Matt. Personal friend of ours.
Yeah.
But it's probably going to be another 10 years before they even get to, you know, good playoff contention. I mean, they might get to the playoffs, but they ain't going to get past the second round for.
Right. And not.
The next couple years.
Right. And not to mention, you're in the same division as the Chiefs, who.
Yeah. So good luck going to the. All the way.
Good luck winning the division. Because, yeah, like you said, a rebuild. Like, okay, the Chiefs went through a rebuild from. Yeah. So they signed Andy Reid in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
They signed Andy Reid, and they also got Alex Smith.
Yep.
Which, yeah, yes. They won the division every year under Alex. They got to the playoffs every year under Alex. But it wasn't until Patrick Mahomes got there and was starting the full time. By the way, in 2018, which, by the way, what was that? How long was that? 5 years.
Yep, it was.
So it was it was almost 5 years
mm-hmm.
when they signed Andy Reid before they even got to an AFC championship game. And that's just the conference championship, not the Super Bowl.
Not the Super Bowl.
It was 6 years before we got to the Super Bowl on one end. And to add on the back-to-back Super Bowls, that was another 2 or 3 years. So we're bucking up on 10 years total,
mm-hmm.
where we are now an annual Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go after major sports media here a little bit, just in general, obviously like Vegas in terms of like betting odds and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs should be the favorite to win the Super Bowl until it is clear they no longer can.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's all it really is.
They should be, because like we said earlier, Zach. Right. They've got the buy-in. They've got the legacy. And the players on the Chiefs now know that because of what Tyreek Hill did.
Right.
They know it. They all know it.
Not only the buy-in, but...
How much is Patrick Mahomes making right now? $500 million?
Right.
And they're looking to pay him more?
Right. It's not just the buy-in, Nathan.
Travis Kelce got Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
there's a few billion dollars right there.
It's not just the buy-in and like the off-the-field stuff you're talking about. On the field, we have won the Super Bowl the last 2 seasons.
Yep.
The Super Bowl champion should be the favorite until it's clear.
Yeah.
I agree.
The
Rams, the year after they won the Super Bowl, it was clear almost immediately that they were not the team that won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. The year later, they were.
It was clear.
They were a shell, bro. They were.
It was clear that they weren't the Super Bowl champion team. But. And a lot of people said, "Oh, the Chiefs! It's clear the Chiefs aren't the Super Bowl winning team of last year, of 2 seasons ago."
Right, right.
But the fact that they did.
Well, they got in by the skin of their teeth this year, but then
even then they did. They won the game.
As soon as you hit playoffs, Patrick Mahomes,
synergy.
All right. To be fair, the first 2.5 quarters of Super Bowl play was not synergy.
Right.
But then you had fourth quarter Patrick.
Right.
And God bless his heart. I love him and Travis, but the boy has got to let go of Travis. I'm sorry. He almost lost the game on that throw.
Right.
He almost lost the game on that. If honestly, if it wasn't for the poor coaching decision by Kyle Shanahan, who I'm still upset at. If it wasn't for Kyle Shanahan, they would have actually lost the Super Bowl.
Right.
So,
and that just goes to show, if you have good coaching and good upper management,
yeah,
you're going to get to the Super Bowl.
You're going to be all right.
And obviously win.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a good coach who makes good decisions, a quarterback who most of the time makes good decisions.
Right, right.
Maybe I agree that Patrick needs to let go of Travis because
Travis is getting old too. Just remember that.
Travis is not far away from retiring either.
Yeah.
Like Jason retired this year, but I don't think Travis is going to last that much longer.
He ain't got as much. He ain't got the gas
so
in there anymore.
Patrick has to do what he did when Tyreek Hill left, and
he's going to have to adjust.
Adjust to, oh, I don't have Travis anymore.
Yep.
Will it be as big of a hit? I don't think so, because Rashee Rice is the same style player.
And he's just as tough, and he's just as open.
Right. He runs the same type of routes as Travis does. So if we get into a speed guy like we had Tyreek, we'll be fine.
What do you think about MVS being let go?
I think it was good in the long run. Because now MVS can go say, hey, I'm a back-to-back Super Bowl championship. Pay me.
Well, and he caught the touchdown, too.
And he got the touchdown. Yeah.
I would honestly, though, I agree with their decision to cut him.
Yeah.
But if I were him, I would be hurt.
Oh.
I mean, you won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have the Super Bowl winning touchdown, but he had a touchdown. And if I were him, I would be hurt.
But even so, you understand why. You have to understand why. That's the sucky part about the business side of the NFL is you want to see the players as individuals succeed, but you understand this is a business and we have a budget limit. We only have so much we can spend before we're like, we're sorry, we have to cut you to save room.
Yep. It sucks.
It sucks, but
it's a thing, though.
This is us not acknowledging it, fellow NFL fans. It sucks, but that's what happens when it's a business. You have to say, hey, we have an upper cap. We can't go over that.
Right.
Or things will happen. I like the way baseball does it.
I was just about to go into that.
Yeah, I like the way baseball does it where it's they have a cap, but it's a soft cap, quote unquote.
You can go over it and pay a fine.
You can go over it, and it's just a fine to pay, which
I don't know why the NFL doesn't just do that.
The bigger market teams do, like in the MLB, the bigger market teams do regularly.
Why doesn't the NFL do that?
I don't know.
I mean, let the franchises make money.
Roger wants the inside of his suit to be lined with dollar bills, so I don't know why he hasn't thought of it. Oh, I can just find them when they do go over the cap.
There's betting involved here.
Right.
If you can control the draft.
Right.
I know everyone's like script writers, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't necessarily buy that. Do I think there's definite influence?
Oh, yeah.
The NFL's an entertainment company. That's how they're registered. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. To say are there script writers? No. Because
are there script enhancers?
Are there script influencers?
There might be some flavor, some spices.
Are there script
spices.
Influencers? Yeah, where they put their finger on the scale here.
Go this direction with it. Hey. We'll give them this reffing team that kind of benefits in this area.
Hey, Mr. Lead Ref, you know Taylor's going to be in attendance, right? So,
oh, my goodness, they got to win.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Nope. I got flag syndrome here. Oh! Holding. Sorry.
If you're gonna come up, okay. You got to rant on Kyle Shanahan. I'm about to rant on freaking everybody. It's my turn.
Do it.
To say that the refs favor the Chiefs,
bruh,
is
how
stupid.
Who is the most flagged team in the NFL?
The Chiefs.
Thank you.
Hey. I'm going to lay something down here real quick.
Do it.
the Kadarius Toney penalty, the offsides.
Should have been offsetting.
It should have. Okay. Logically, yes, it should have been offsetting because there was a defensive
defender.
Player, a defender that was over the line as well. Yes, it could have should have been offsetting.
The jokes that came out of that were amazing, though.
Yeah, it was. It should have been offsetting. I'm the first one to admit, yes, Kadarius Toney was offsides.
Yeah.
Clear as day.
Oh, it's
clear
by
as,
half a foot.
Clear as day by half a foot.
He was over the line and then some.
He was over the line.
He would have gotten a parking ticket.
Yeah, I know. I'm the first one to admit that. It should have been offsetting, yes. But if the refs were so blatantly favoring the Chiefs, if the NFL was so blatantly favoring the Chiefs, we only see the defender offsides. Flag, defense.
Flags.
Best case scenario, and best case, if that were the case, Kadarius Toney doesn't get called for offsides.
Oh,
very clear it was.
Dude, here's a good one. It wasn't this season, but a few seasons ago, Travis Kelce, face mask.
Right.
He gets the whole thing bowled, and the ref doesn't even call it. It would have been a touchdown for you guys.
Right.
And he walks away. He was all disgusted, and then the ref and him kept going back and forth, and then he got ejected from the game.
Exactly.
First off, okay, so, Mr. Ref, you're the one who screwed it up.
Right.
It was clear as day. Of course, if someone's grabbing me by my face and twisting me 360 degrees, you think I'm going to be ticked off at you?
Right.
You better believe it. And then some. Right. You're lucky you didn't get pounded for that.
Right. So, yes, I'm the first one to admit the Chiefs commit penalties. But if you're like, oh, they should call holding penalties, get ready to watch like a 4.5, 5-hour game.
Five, that's it.
At least. At least. I was estimating there.
Minimum.
Because guess what, NFL fans? You want holding to be called on every play? Flag holding. Flag holding. Flag holding. Then you're going to complain, oh, they shouldn't be calling holding on every play. And I'll be sitting here like, you wanted this. It was you.
If that happens, I will actively boycott literally everything in the NFL.
I'll still watch, I know.
I wouldn't. I would, like, after a couple hours, I'd just be going to bed.
I know, right? Ooh. Especially during, like Thursdays and Mondays, where I got work tomorrow.
Can I derail? Mac Jones.
Oh, I already derailed, so we can get back on the rails now. Mac Jones got
traded?
Mac
Jones, he got traded. He ain't on the Patriots no more. He's going to the Jags tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Like, tomorrow morning.
Right.
So who's the Jags starter?
Trevor Lawrence.
You think Trevor's going to start?
Yeah.
He had a fire season.
He had a good season.
Yeah.
Okay, enough derailment. I'm gonna get back on this thing about the refs because I'm not done yet.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
I'm not done yet. So now you might be sitting at home. But Zach, I heard you complain about the Patriots getting favorable calls. First of all, that roughing the passer call on Chris Jones in the 2018 AFC Championship game was legitimately a bad call.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the 2018 NFC Championship, that was the most heinous missed call I have ever seen in my entire life. You remember that one?
Which one? I'm sorry. I was
Saints Rams. No pass interference.
Yeah, that was
bad. Was watching it on a television like 400 miles away. I saw it clear as day.
That was bad.
And the ref was right here.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. That's
the
a good
ref
example.
Was right here looking at it.
Didn't have the guts to call it.
And he was just like, oh, I don't see it. I don't see it. The script says the Rams are going to lose to the Patriots in the worst Super Bowl ever.
Yeah.
But so those were really bad calls. But the reason I differentiate the Patriots from like the Chiefs is not because I'm just a fan of the Chiefs. It's also Y'all remember a little thing called Deflategate?
Yes.
Y'all remember a little thing called Spygate?
Yes.
The Patriots got caught cheating. Legitimately yep. cheating, too.
Multiple times.
Multiple times.
Yep.
So,
mm-hmm.
to say, and I'm not going to be out here saying, oh, the Chiefs don't cheat.
No. Every franchise.
Every franchise cheats.
Flexes the rules a little bit.
They bend the rules. They totally.
Okay, are you telling me that no player on that team goes on Google and finds footage from the previous game or something?
Right.
Like, seriously. And honestly, okay, Spygate, all right, kind of cheap, all right? I'll be honest, it's kind of cheap.
Spygate.
But also, how is that any different than watching film?
I know.
Like, okay, so you're watching more for the hand signs and everything? Like, okay, stealing signs, is that a little cheap? Yeah, but yeah. Honestly...
How is that different from saying, oh, this sign means that, so here's how we're going to defend it. Now, was it against the rules? Yeah.
Yeah, but I really think it's cheap.
Now, I think players subconsciously remember those signs, whether they see it or not.
Duh.
Because inevitably, like, I was talking about this with a friend, like, and he brought up a good point. He was just like, well, when you're watching film, inevitably you're gonna see the signs, whether you want to or not. Mm-hmm.
You're gonna see it.
It's whether or not you're like actively looking for it is the problem.
Well, and if you're okay, say you're on a team, you get traded, and they're still using the same playbook, and you're playing them against them.
That's how John Gruden won the Super Bowl against the Raiders when he went to Tampa.
That's right.
Because
I forgot about that.
The Raiders kept the same playbook.
Yeah.
He was just like, hey, guys, here's what they're going to do.
He was like, hey, this is gold.
And then he won the game.
Yep.
And the Raiders were like, how did he win the game? And he was just like, because you guys are idiots and use the same playbook I used.
Yeah. Like, why would you not change? At least throw in a variation.
Throw in a variation.
Like, stick a thumb out. Throwing
a variation.
Peace signs, like do something, but come on, man.
Come on.
You know.
Mix up where you call it.
It ain't hard to figure out how to do.
So, for Spygate, yeah, I get it. Like,
well, technically, that could have been considered Spygate with John Gruden.
Yeah, true. But it wasn't like watching film. It was John Gruden saying. Hey.
He was a part of the program. He knew. So, like. What's the line?
What is true?
Like that, I think they need to fix it.
The line for me is, are you intentionally, like, trying to counter things?
Well, was John Gruden?
Well, I don't think that was, I think it was mostly during film sessions, like, are you watching for certain signs?
Right.
To.
But you're telling me that teams don't do that?
I'm not saying teams don't do it. I'm just saying.
I know.
I'm just saying.
I'm just poking the bear now.
I'm just saying the Patriots got caught doing it.
Right.
It's the problem.
The Cheatriots.
Is like, okay, John Gruden did it, but I think he was more like.
Oh, Bill Belichick's not in. That's right.
He wasn't like watching the film looking for the signals. He probably
looked over there. And
he was probably watching.
Bro, hey!
He's probably watching the film and was like, they're running the same offense I was.
Yep.
I know how to counter this. Went onto the field and was like, hey.
He just probably told the offense.
Hey, defense.
Or defense.
Here's how you counter this. Anyway. And preparing. And I don't necessarily consider that like Spygate. Because if he was just preparing them for. I think it was the way players like phrased it.
Mm-hmm.
Was like he was just preparing us in case they did it.
Right.
Like not them definitely saying they did
right.
they would do it.
Mm-hmm.
Spygate to me, is more on like Belichick and the coaching staff and the.
Well, Belichick's not even there anymore now.
Right.
Which I think is a good thing.
Either way, what I'm saying is it's more on Belichick and his staff than like Tom Brady.
Right.
Because, like it or not, Spygate marred Brady too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I told this.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, I told this to.
I agree.
The Tom Brady fan we had on campus.
Bill. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I told
you. I like Tom Brady too. Just FYI, but
I liked him better as a Buck.
I'm sorry. I know you're a Chiefs fan, but the best thing that Tom Brady ever did was win a Super Bowl without Bill Belichick.
A volunteer tribute. Anyway,
you'll get your three. Don't worry.
Anyway,
it will be worth it.
It will be worth it in the end.
Yeah, it already kind of has been.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you have three Super Bowls in the last 5 years.
Yeah, I'll take it. But
hopefully four.
But in either case, Tom kind of rectified his image by winning a Super Bowl with Bill.
Yeah,
I think he countered Spygate in that way because Spygate I think was more on Bill than it was on Tom.
Right, right.
Deflategate, and I know we have slightly different opinions on this. Deflategate is where I place more of the blame on Tom.
I still struggle with that. I mean, you're in the heat of the moment. You're in the game. Maybe you notice it. Maybe you don't. Even if you do, whose job is it?
Right.
Like, it's the ball boy.
Right, and I'm not saying that it was Tom's job to go and pump up the ball.
And if you said anything, even if it was in passing, then he did his job.
Yeah, I don't remember him saying anything. That's where I place the blame at him. And
I'd have to look.
Yeah, I would have to look at that. But for me, if he had just come out and said, oh, yeah, in the heat of the moment, I didn't realize it, but, you know.
Then it would be different, I guess, yeah.
Like if he had come out and said like, "Oh, in the heat of the moment, I was just playing the game. I didn't really realize it." But now looking back on it, yeah, the balls did feel a little weird, a little off. Then I would be like, "Okay, he
owned it." Well, he kind of did,
right? But even then, for me, it's the issue of like you're a professional quarterback, and you're not.
Yeah. So speaking of New England, I really want to talk about this. I kind of halfway brought it up already, but Mac Jones, man. Okay.
It's not Mac's fault.
It's not Mac's fault. I 100% agree with that.
It's not Mac's fault.
Let me ask you a better question. Do you think that he is a good quarterback?
He has potential.
Okay. I agree with that.
He has potential. I watched some of his college tape. Even back then, I'd say, yeah, if he's not a starter, he's a good backup.
I think what they need to do with Mac Jones is place him behind somebody like Alex Smith.
I.e. Trevor Lawrence.
Okay, that's true. If they go through with that, that could be huge.
Right.
Mac Jones, don't sleep on Mac. He could make a very big comeback.
What?
Also, I think the best thing for the Jets is Zach Wilson sitting behind Aaron Rodgers for a year.
Right.
But
apparently
Bailey Zappe liked the post about
Mac being traded.
I actually don't like Bailey Zappe.
Interesting. Before we get on Bailey Zappe, I'm gonna keep on Mac for a minute. He has potential. I think what's ruined him the past 2 years, because his rookie year he was good.
His rookie year he was incredible. He was looking like a Tom Brady replacement straight out the gate.
His rookie year he was looking good. Mm-hmm. What ruined him was Bill.
Yes.
Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick was awful to him.
Was awful to him. And
for him.
And here's where it's gonna sound like I'm dogging on Mac, but I'm not really. I think Mac was afraid because it's Bill Belichick. He's a six times. He's in like a six. He's won six Super Bowls.
He needs a
with
Dan
his
Campbell.
Team. He won eight over Super Bowls overall.
Mm-hmm.
Why should I question him?
He needs a Dan Campbell.
He needs someone who can say, "Hey, hey, kid, you can come in my office anytime.
Yep.
Bring up issues. We'll talk about it. And if
he
we can't,
needs to talk to Dan Campbell, man.
And we can come to a resolution. If we can't, if neither of us can win, the other to our side, we'll come up with a compromise. And
right.
So, and that's where I think Bill falls short as a coach. He's just like,
well, him, and to be fair, him and Tom Brady have been so tight for so long.
Right.
I'm gonna transition to outro.
All right.
But him and.
Him
and Tom Brady were so tired.
Yeah, I think. Him coming into the job relatively new, and Brady coming into the job is what helped
him. Well, Tom Brady bought the program, and so it was.
He bought the program.
The right step from day one.
Yeah, and they were pretty much in step. To be expected.
That was the dumbest. No, that was wrong. That was wrong with him. Well, it's to be expected because it's a business. But at that point in time, that was like mid or late 2000s, and
this was in the middle of their like 10-year.
Yeah, and that.
And I get it,
Bill. You were wrong. That's not how you do it.
Wait, did I say that?
I know, but I don't care. Tom Brady, you know he's a superstar quarterback. You just keep picking crap teams. And you're going to throw that on your quarterback?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Tom Brady made everything work for you. He was dedicated. And why do you think you want... Why do you think he went to Bucks? Why do you think you wanted to win a Super Bowl at home? Why do you think? He's still the only one to do it. They can't see. Oh, there. Now they can see us. You hit all the links down below.
Down below. We are working on getting season one out on YouTube.
It's going to take a sec.
It's going to take a bit.
But it will get there.
But we'll work on it.
Love you.
Peace.
Good patience.